If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady with Jay Gutierrez, now joined by Matt Beasler, the captain. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's Thursday and having a good week so far.
So tell me what's been going outside of soccer. We'll talk soccer in a minute with when Nate Buchady asks his questions. How's Matt Beasler, my friend, doing? How's life?
Life is pretty good. Really nice to be home and just be around family, be around some close friends. But yeah, it's been good. My girls have, I think, enjoyed me being back home. Trying to think
That indecision there. I always say that, like, you know, my kids have enjoyed me being home a lot, I think. Although I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think they are. I'm hoping they are.
Sometimes
you know,
it's
sometimes
hard to tell.
Yeah. You're a big college football fan and a Notre Dame man. So have you been following all the turmoil and everything going on with college football? And if so, as a big Notre Dame football fan, what do you make of all this?
I feel bad for the kids. I mean, it's just a tough situation for everyone. I don't know what's going to happen. It's not looking great with all these announcements coming out earlier in the week, and I've listened to your guys' show a couple times when some of the people that know more than me talk about everything that's going on. What I would say though is just from the kids' perspective, I hope everyone college football and the schools are doing everything they can to try and play. Because there's so many positive things that the kids get out of it, when they're at school, when they're part of a team, and when they're competing. So, I hope they are. I assume they are. They're trying to do everything they can. And I know that the schools are in a really tough situation too. From their perspective, it's like, well, if they have 80 kids that are a liability, and if one of them gets sick or something happens even worse than that, and they're on the hook, then yeah, I mean, I can completely understand that they've got to be super conservative with some of these decisions, but we'll see, man. I love college football. In the fall, it's just like you wake up on Saturday morning and you've got college game day, and then you've got the games rolling in, and it's just like, it feels like it's a part of life. So, going to be disappointing, if it doesn't happen. And on another note, to answer your Nebraska question just asked Gary Lezak, I would welcome Nebraska back to the Big 12 with open arms, just so that we could all kick their ass again.
Whoa! Hey!
Hold on, everyone stand down now. Everybody stand down!
Oh!
The emotion just went through the roof here. Matt Beasler.
I didn't expect this.
I was going to say, now Nate's going to have to be not so bitter so he can agree with Matt. But, boy, there were some.
He just brought some fire.
There was some fire just came through my headset.
I grew up a really big Kansas State football fan when I was a kid. I went to a lot of the games in the 90s, early 2000s. And so, they had a little bit of a rivalry there for a while with Nebraska. I don't know. I definitely am still bitter about them leaving. I think the Big 12 is better with Nebraska in it. I think they have an unbelievable fan base. My brother-in-law is actually a really big Nebraska Cornhusker fan. He's got GBR in his blood, so always gives us something to talk about. Their fans are unbelievable. They have a really big fan base in Kansas City. Everyone likes beat Nebraska, right?
So two takeaways from what you said there. I was still reeling from the from the fact that you mentioned that you listened to the show a couple of times, which always surprises me. And so that was very nice. And as soon as I wrap my head around that, then you make those Nebraska comments. But now it makes sense because I feel like that seemed to be just a direct shot right at your brother-in-law. Is that what we're dealing with here? Is that what's happening? Is that personal, Matt?
You know what? It's in fairness to him, it's been a tough couple of years for him as a fan. But he's extremely loyal, so I got to give him credit because he never jumps off the wagon. He's in it through thick and thin.
All right, so Matt, to go back to the original point that Stephen was asking you about, because you know we went right to the college football part, but the thing that's tough for these Big Ten and Pac-12 schools is it's not just football; it's all the fall sports. And you as a guy that played another sport in college at Notre Dame, and I mean, I'm just trying to think if you could go back to going into your senior season, you know, how much did that senior season mean to you, both just on a personal life standpoint and maybe in terms of, like, what do you think your professional career, would it have even happened if you hadn't had that senior year to go out and do what you did on the field? What do you think of if you had to put yourself in the shoes of a person that might be put in a position, not even in football, but as a soccer player that might have lost your senior year?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's the other thing, too, is, like, at all these schools, the majority of them, they rely on football. I mean, that's the revenue generating sport, and so without football, you know, a lot of these other sports can't survive. There wouldn't even be sports, and so that was something, you know, we definitely saw and recognized at Notre Dame, especially. So we were thankful for football, but I feel for these kids. I feel it's not just seniors either. It's freshmen. It's everyone. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, just graduating high school and, you know, your freshman year, you've got to go and start your college career in this environment. It's just, it's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, my senior year was one of the most special years of my life. I mean, it was this bonding experience that I had with my classmates. And, you know, we had seven players in our graduating class on the soccer team. And to this day, I mean, we're brothers, and we still talk almost on a weekly basis. And so it was almost like we had one more season to experience together. We knew that not all of us were going to, you know, have the opportunity to play professionally. So, you know, for most of us, it was just this feeling like, let's go out and have this experience together. And, you know, let's go out one more time and go on the field and play for each other. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, getting that taken away from me. It's just, it's sad.
So on a happier note, to change gears here, Matt, do you want to know something that I did yesterday?
Yeah, please share.
I grabbed Stephen St. John's sausage.
By the way, why didn't you just say, no, I don't care what you say? That's what we were all hoping for.
By the way,
for.
There was a pause. He was like, yeah,
right.
Tell me. I mean, there was
such an opportunity.
There was such
an opportunity there for you, Matt, to do something that he you know, that was a fastball down the middle. You could have crushed it.
I'm good.
You know what? No, I don't.
Well, no,
man. I don't care.
You guys have to understand. I mean, Nate asked me, hey, do you want to know what I did yesterday? Like, I don't know. It's Nate. If it was Steven, I'd be like, yeah, tell me. But I gotta think about it.
Right. That's right.
Did
but,
you know?
Exactly right.
Yeah, please share more, I guess.
Did you know that you can yourself have Stephen St. John's sausage?
Oh, this is the sandwich, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Jamaica's Italian sausage company.
Sausage!
Yeah, that's in the Northland, right?
Yeah. I was down right, in that
down
neighborhood
in
yesterday.
NKC, go see Jamaica's, their delicious deli. You can go in there and order the St. John sausage sub. So how do you rate it, Nate?
Oh, man, I give it a 10. I give it a 10. I had not been in...
Yes,
yeah, I heard that before.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a lot bigger than I thought. It lasted
man
a lot longer
hung up
than
the
I thought.
Phone, by the way, just to let everyone know.
I'm telling you, though, Matt...
It was a mouthful, huh?
Oh, it was a mouthful. And,
wait, you're really giving it a 10?
It was so good.
If you're giving it a 10, like I'm going out of my way to drive there and have it.
Oh, the place is great. And I had myself a delicious olive salad with it. I mean, they've got all kinds of good stuff there. But it was really good. It's an Italian sausage with peppers and onions on it and some cheese. It was really good. Really, really good. So,
I saw that olive salad you posted. Yeah. That caught my eye. That looked delicious.
I'm an olive salad guy. I like olive salad, and theirs was one of the best I've ever had.
Yes.
So, not a surprise.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
1611 sure. Swift is where you go down in
NKC. Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
So, I just wanted to let you know that, Matt. You might want to check that out sometime. Hey, you guys have had the schedule announced, Matt. I don't know what we're calling the regulars. The MLS is back season now. You guys will play on the 21st and then at home on the 25th. And does it feel like you're in, like, your fifth preseason training of the year? You guys, you know, because it's like a few weeks now from coming back home to where you play again. And I got to assume you're pretty excited to know now that, hey, these are the games that we have coming up.
Yeah, for sure. It was positive news to see the schedule come out and exciting, you know, just to be able to put stuff on the calendar and, you know, start preparing for actual teams and getting into some of the specific game plans that we want to talk about. So we got back from Florida and, you know, once the schedule came out, we're going to have about 3 weeks of training before this first game against Minnesota on the 21st. And, you know, if you take a look at the schedule's crazy. It's, you know, we're playing six games in 3 weeks. It's a game almost every 3 days. And so there's not going to be a ton of actual training, you know, practice time in between these games. And so, you know, this 3 weeks is really, really important for our preparation for the rest of the season. And I think the guys have done a really good job, you know, having that mentality and the mindset. And we've got a lot of great work accomplished in these 3 weeks. The first week back, you know, was almost just like a general week, kind of getting back into it. But you know, we worked really, really hard. And then this week that we're in now, we focused a lot on the defensive side of the ball. And so we've made some really good strides in that department. And then next week, I assume we're going to, you know, transition into more of the offensive side, you know, getting ready for the Minnesota game. So it's been nice to kind of break these 3 weeks up into, you know, defensive, attacking, transition, all those things, and to really, you know, have some time to work on our game. Because like I said, once the games start rolling in, it's crazy. It's gonna all happen fast, and we've got to be ready for it.
Yeah, you got six games in the span of like 3.5 weeks coming up, and that's going to be, hey, fun for us as fans, but it's going to be busy for you guys. First game on August 21st. Matt, thanks for the time, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Matt. That's Matt Beisler. Such an odd interview that was just now, so hopefully he's okay with that.
You didn't want me to tell him about grabbing your sausage?
You can say whatever you want.
I'll say that it was awesome.
You know, absolutely. Shemeika's Deli is delicious, but I'm looking at it from Matt's perspective there.
Well.
But boy, Matt brought the fire. I didn't, you know, that was, wasn't expecting that.
I didn't realize he had that kind of animosity toward Nebraska. But now I get it.
Now that's just emboldened you, hasn't it?
Well, yeah. I support Matt. I forgot, you know, his dad played football at K-State, so it makes sense.
I get it. We will we'll take a break now. When we come back, very excited to talk to our good friend Gary Barnett, our college football insider. One of the things, we're just asking questions to sit back and let him talk, so I'm quite sure he has plenty to say about what's going on around college football, especially in the Pac-12, because that's where Colorado is now. Speaking of conference realignment, Colorado! You don't ever say anything. Are you bitter against them? You never say anything bad about Colorado.
I just miss having Colorado in the league. I mean, I feel like
Jake really misses Colorado. Not just the state, just going there.
Yeah.
Not the actual team. He just wants to be in Colorado. I don't know why.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. And they sell weed there.
Well, that seems like that's. Huh.
But I don't do that.
Right. Why would you care about that? Gary Barnett up next on Sports Radio 810 WHB.